Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual understanding. March 31st, 2026. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. Romans 6:4. The book of Romans was written by the Apostle Paul, most likely in the mid-50s AD, near the end of his third missionary journey. Paul had not yet visited the church in Rome, but he knew many believers there and longed to strengthen them in the gospel. Romans is not a casual letter. It is Paul's most carefully written explanation of the good news of Jesus Christ and the gospel's implications for the entire Christian life. The believers in Rome were a mixed group of Jewish and Gentile Christians living at the center of the Roman Empire. They came from different backgrounds, carried different assumptions, and faced pressure from both religious tradition and surrounding culture. One of the key questions facing the church was how God's grace relates to human obedience. If salvation is truly by grace, apart from works of the law, what role does obedience play? Does grace mean that sin no longer matters? Paul addresses this question directly in Romans 6. After spending several chapters explaining justification by faith alone, Paul anticipates a dangerous misunderstanding. Some might conclude that if God's grace increases where sin increases, then continuing in sin might somehow honor grace. Paul strongly rejects this idea. His response is firm and clear. By no means. Romans 6:2. Romans 6:4 appears in the middle of this argument. Paul explains that grace does not leave a believer unchanged, because salvation unites the believer to Jesus Christ himself. Through faith, believers participate in Christ's death and resurrection. This means sin no longer rules over them in the same way it once did. Romans 6 is not primarily about behavior modification, it is about a changed identity. Understanding this context helps us see the gravity of Romans 6:4. Paul is not offering a poetic image or a motivational slogan. He is declaring a spiritual reality with serious implications. To be a Christian is to belong to the risen Christ. The old life has been buried. A new life has begun. Grace does not excuse sin. It empowers obedience. When Paul calls believers to walk in newness of life, he's reminding them that the gospel reshapes their present way of living. Romans 6:4 stands as a turning point in the letter, moving from what God has done for us to what God now does in us. Take action! Open your Bible and read Romans 6:1 through 14. Pay attention to how Paul moves from questions about sin and grace to declarations about death, resurrection, and new life in Christ. Notice how Romans 6:4 fits into the larger flow of Paul's argument. Reflection questions. 1. According to the contextual understanding essay, what misunderstanding about grace was Paul addressing in Romans 6:2? How does understanding the original audience and purpose of Romans help clarify the meaning of Romans 6:4? Memorization reminder. When memorizing longer verses, break them into small sections. Start by memorizing one phrase of Romans 6:4 at a time, then slowly add the next phrase until the whole verse comes together. Building step by step helps the verse stay with you long term.